Yeah, I'm Janeline Lopez, and I am a former fishery worker from the Philippines. And I am here in Canada for 7 years in New Brunswick with just one employer because they promised me like for a permanent residence when I arrive. So everything is every document is ready for that because that's what's expected and on the contract. So my duties at the company was at the packaging department for lobster, crab, and mussels, and I'm doing it with sealer machines and weighing scale. So while I was working, I faced verbal abuse and discrimination from supervisors, coworkers, and even company bus drivers. So on many occasions, I was told to get like I need to get used to it, to be yelled at, because that's how things are happening there at their particular workplace. And then they just warned me that I'm just a temporary foreign worker, so I don't have any choice but to endure it. So the workplace environment has caused me like anxiety, and I feel humiliated and fear. That's why I just stick to that one company because I don't know how to ask help or anything that time. So during this time, I also faced like unstable work hours and financial exploitation. I was promised a contract of 40 hours a week during the season, but to my surprise, last 2019, that promise did not materialize. So until this year, during the season, there were weeks when I didn't work, leaving me without money to feed myself and to send money for my daughter back in the Philippines. So my dream is to obtain the permanent resident status, which will allow me to access rights and protections. So this dream has become a nightmare, and my employer used that opportunity to exploit me even further. And my employer promised me a permanent resident status just to keep me working, but that promise was never fulfilled until 2025 February. And the company now claims I owe a $10,000 equivalent to 600 hours because it's a seasonal, so they just promised me to work while waiting for the permanent residence to process it. So I got like overpayment, and then the employer wants me to work for free until the debt is repaid. So while doing that, I didn't know that it is illegal because they are just they provide the documents so we can apply for the EI or the employment insurance. So the hours that I can work, they will just get it, and then I will just receive the EI. So in 2021, when my mother dies, I ask for a time off to go to the Philippines for the funeral, and the supervisor told me if I go, I will be fired, and I don't have any choice that time because it's still pandemic. And then now that the government wants to create a sectoral work permit system as a solution, but in reality, we will face more deductions, and the chances of being exploited by employers in other sectors will increase. So the real solution is permanent residency for all migrant workers in Canada. The migrant workers in Canada, are treated as disposable workers based on my experience. And a clear example in the seafood industry is that we don't work, we didn't get paid. If we don't work, we don't get paid. So even though our contracts promise as a minimum of 30 hours per week, the seafood industry wouldn't be alive without migrant workers, especially on that area. And we want the government to acknowledge the contribution of migrant workers and grant us a permanent resident status for all. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Gina, for sharing your experience with us. As Gina highlighted, with her experience, without granting all workers permanent resident status on arrival, workers must then cling to jobs with employers that promise them permanent residency, that dangle the prospect of permanent residency above workers' heads as a means of extorting and exploiting and abusing workers. This is the danger with pathway systems, with provincial nominee programs that require workers to get employers to support them in order to get permanent residency status. It simply becomes another lever of power that employers hold over workers. Permanent resident status on arrival is the only solution that would give those workers the power to be able to exercise their rights immediately without employer control.